Hello, and welcome to another episode of Face Your Fears with Jordan Spears, and I am Jordan Spears, and, you know, I've been having too much good luck reviewing movies on here so far. Even the movies that I haven't seen, I've ended up liking, and so we're going to change it up today, and I am going to watch a movie. Really the only movie that I can think of, at least horror movie-wise, that I absolutely hate. Like, I cannot stand this movie. It's so bad. Like, not even in a it's-so-bad-it's-good way, just like a there's-nothing-redeemable about this movie kind of way. It's Veronica. Written and directed by Glenn Danzig of Misfits and Danzig fame. And, you know, spoilers, this movie sucks. This movie's really, really bad. Like, egregiously bad. Like, I would rather, like, hit myself in the hand with a hammer instead of watching this movie. This movie's like a toothache. You know when you have a toothache and you're in a really bad mood because, like, your mouth hurts? And so you're kind of just, like, a jerk to everybody? That's what this movie makes me feel. I feel like I hate everyone else and myself when I watch this movie because it is a toothache on the face of the film landscape. Honestly, the only positive thing that I can think of about it is that outside of the movie, people got paid. So it helped pay some people's rent. So that's cool. But this movie sucks. And so I'm going to watch it for as long as I can stand. And then I'll pause. And then I'll talk about what I've seen. And spoilers, it's going to be some dumb crap because this movie is horrible. It's just, it's the worst. Oh my god. Alright. Hooray. Time to start Veronica. Woo. Alright, so I am 10 minutes and 42 seconds in. If anybody wants to watch along with me, but you shouldn't, because nobody should watch this movie, ever. I'm watching this so that you don't have to, because, ugh. God, it's bad. So far, the big saving grace is that the opening credits take up about 5 minutes. So at least the first half of what I've watched so far, I actually haven't had to watch, like, the movie. So that's good. Because, good God, this movie's horrible. I'm going to sound like a broken record, I'm sure. I don't want to talk about anybody that's in this because it's embarrassing for them, I'm sure. And if they're not, they should be, because this movie is, it's bad. So, it's an anthology. So there's, three tales in this, and I'm gonna go into spoilers because it doesn't matter. Because don't watch this movie. Because the whole movie's based on a comic that Danzig has written. I guess I haven't read Verotic, because I love comic books, but I don't love them that much, I guess. And so, yeah, chained up lady, and then this other woman comes in, one lady starts screaming, and then the other one, the one that is not chained up, puts her fingers into her eye sockets, whoa, and kills the chained up woman, because it's so edgy and cool. And it's just a really obvious homage to the eye-gouging scene from Zombie. So, you know, I understand the reference. I understand what Danzig's trying to do and what he's trying to reference. He just, he can't make good on any of those references, though, really. So then after, you know, you get some eye gouging, then the opening credits play, which is pretty great because it means that I'm looking at those. And the music that plays over them isn't horrible, I'll say that. I think Danzig also did the score, because I think he did pretty much everything for this movie. And that isn't horrible, I'll say that. It's a repetitive guitar riff, but it's a fine one. And then the first story of the movie happens, which I've already forgotten the title of, because it doesn't matter. Because this is the gist of the story. There is a woman, and she has eyeballs on her boobs instead of nipples. For some reason, it's never explained, because this movie's just so good. And she's a prostitute, and she's with a guy, and the guy's like, "Ooh, let me see your boobs," which is actually, I think, better dialogue than what he actually says. Because I'm paraphrasing all of this because I hate this movie so much. So he sees her eyeball nipples and he's like, "Boo!" And he runs away, which causes the woman to cry. And then on the table, like on the coffee table next to him, there's a flower that has a really horribly CGI'd white spider on it. And then it shows her boobs crying from her boob eyeballs. And a tear magically finds its way onto the spider, which is still on the flower. And I guess that got moved to the floor. Because there's multiple times in this movie where, like, the editing and the geography of, like, the sets and stuff, it just stops making sense. Because if I was editing this movie, I don't think I would care that much. So I guess they're just like, "Screw it, we'll just do this. We'll have this happen, whatever." And so this magic boob tear goes onto this albino spider. And what happens next? But you guessed it. A horrible PS1 graphics shot of the spider transforming into a man. A spider man, literally. He's got a human-ish face. Unfortunately, if it had fangs, it'd be cooler. But yeah, it's just a big old dude that's got really bad makeup and eight arms. I forgot. Everybody in this segment has a French accent, because apparently it takes place in France, but none of the actors are French, so it's just the worst impressions of that accent. And, you know, I guess I'm just going to keep watching it now, because that's where I'm at. Spider-Man has shown up, and he's like, "Oh, when you sleep, I will be free." That's not even a French accent. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't care. But yeah, apparently when the woman is asleep, the Spider-Man is free to act out her deepest desires, which involves murdering people with no spider-themed abilities. There might be a web in this somewhere, but he just breaks people's necks. You know, as spiders do. Spiders are super famous for just snapping the necks of the bugs that they're trying to kill. Makes perfect sense, right? Oh, God, I hate this movie. Alright, back to it. Bleh. Alright, so I am 32 minutes and 25 seconds in. The first story is mercifully over. Yeah, pretty much, Spider-Man goes around breaking necks. And then the main girl overdoses on sleeping pills, I guess, and calls the cops and is like, "Oh, I want to report a murder." And then the police have a really weirdly hard time breaking through a very, very obviously flimsy door with a battering ram. And then the spider dude is in the room, and they're not fazed at all by seeing a six-armed albino mutant running at them. Well, actually, he's not running at them. He is standing still, and she is on the ground. And they tell him to take his hands off of her neck, which is very cool, because they aren't near each other, and he is not touching her. And then it jump cuts to him, like, walking at the police, and then they just shoot him a whole bunch, and he dies. And that's it. And no one is weirded out by any of the things that happened. So, cool, I guess. Also, I was wrong. I thought the main girl of this story was a prostitute, but she is not. I think she's just a model, but it's kind of vague. Also, this movie is weirdly misogynistic, because I think that there's, like, yeah, every woman is portrayed as a model, a sex worker, or, in the last story, an outright villain. Or a victim. That's it. I don't think there's any character development. There's no, like, positive sides to any of this. It's just, if you're a woman in this movie, you are literally treated as eye candy and victims. Or a killer. So, cool, Danzig. Obviously, this was going for, like, an Argento vibe. There's a lot of, like, blue lighting and pink lighting and stuff, which, cool. It would be a lot more interesting if the person doing it didn't suck as a filmmaker. But unfortunately, Danzig is not great. He has a new movie that just came out, though, so I'm gonna force myself to watch that, too, and, hopefully I won't hate it as much as I hate this, because this is one of those movies where it's an hour and a half long, but it feels like it's a solid 4 or 5 hours, because it feels like this movie was made by somebody that has never seen a movie or knows what a movie is, and then they're like, hey, I'm gonna make a movie. And so everything is just really awkward and weird and bad. Because you know how, like, when you're watching a movie, if a character is traveling from point A to point B, through the magic of a thing called editing, you can actually, like, shorten that trip. You know, you can make it so it's like, oh, you see them get into the car. And then you might have, like, a little scene of them driving. And then they show up where they're going. This kind of doesn't do that. It uses the revolutionary technique of actually cutting things in such a way that it seems like it takes longer to get anywhere. And I swear most of the shots end with, like, you know, maybe the actor's thinking cut was called, but then the camera just keeps rolling. And so it's just really awkward, because you see them looking into the camera and, like, repeating the same motions that they were doing for, like, ever. And it just keeps rolling, and they keep doing that, and it keeps rolling, and then eventually it cuts, and it's horrible. And you could probably shave a good, I don't know, 20 minutes out of this movie just by, like, taking away some of the shots that just went on way too long. So I'm about to start the second story called Change of Face. And if I remember correctly, and unfortunately I think I do, this story is about a exotic dancer who cuts the faces off of women, and that's it. I don't remember if she wears them or not. I think she hides her face the whole time. I think she just cuts their faces off and, I don't know, puts them on a wall or something. And then I think there's a detective that that's going after her. And it sucks, just like everything else in this movie. Man, just, why would you make this? For somebody that built his career on, like, horror-themed things. Not good at making a horror movie. So, cool. All right. Until I can't take watching the movie anymore, I'll be back. Yeah, I was correct. I'm 37 minutes and 37 seconds in, and yeah, this is definitely the story about the exotic dancer that cuts off the faces of women. And I want to say that this is mildly entertaining because she just took the stage of the horrible club that they're in, which was probably just somebody's house. She was introduced as the Mystery Woman. And of course, the song that plays when she's dancing is a dancing song, because I would recognize that voice anywhere. And that's something. So when I initially watched this movie, I watched it with a group of people. So, like, we all suffered together. But watching it now alone, it's so much harder to just, like, keep going. Because every minute of watching this, I'm just like, man, I could be doing anything else but watching this right now. So as I record this, I find myself, like, stopping and editing the recording as I go instead of doing it all at the end to kind of, like, put off getting back to the movie. So that's pretty fun. I really just want to know who hurt Glenn Danzig this bad. Like, who hurt him bad enough that his revenge was making this movie and hurting everyone that watched it? Because I feel like I'm being attacked when I watch this movie. I feel like this is a personal attack on my patience and my self-worth. Because if I had self-respect, I wouldn't be watching this movie. clearly, something is wrong with me if I'm going to watch this movie alone. It's really... it's so bad. Oh my god, it's so bad I kind of want to call my mother and let her know how bad of a movie this is and tell her to never see it. Just as I'm telling all of you to never see it. Oh, it's so bad. All right, I'm gonna keep going, I guess. Oh god, I wish I was drunk. I wish I was blackout drunk so that I could forget that I'm spending my time doing this. So I'm at 49:59, and I just wanted to say real quick, I completely forgot that the ex-pro wrestler X-Pac, who you might remember from D-Generation X, from the 1990s Attitude Era of the WWF, he made a cameo as a bouncer or a doorman to the strip club. And I also completely forgot that the detective in this segment always talks like, he's like, "Oh yeah, this is my voice so that you know I'm a hard-nosed detective." So that's real cool. Real character building moments. I really understand motivation. There's just a lot of nuance to this film and to these performances. And I am getting hints of Maniac in this segment, because the mystery girl is, instead of scalping women, she's cutting their face off, but it's kind of the same thing. She's even putting them on mannequin heads, so that's pretty cool. There's a lot of shots of the dead bodies, skinned-faced bodies, and it's kind of fun because if you look, you can, like, see the actresses trying not to breathe, so that's kind of fun. Just counting to see how many, like, little breaths they try to get away with when they are pretending to be dead, because the camera lingers on them for too long since nobody knows how to edit this movie. So, cool, I guess I'm a little over halfway done, so that's pretty neat. I'm gonna keep on trucking so that I can power through this and stop watching this movie. So, hooray, alright, until I come back. Alright, so now I'm at the 57 and 1 second mark, or 57 minutes, 1 second mark. So, thankfully, almost over. So, in the last story, basically what happens is the detective was going after a mystery girl, cutting off faces, and he finds her, and then he shoots her a couple of times, but she gets away. And then it cuts to like 6 months later, and she's at a different club that looks identical to the first club, but she's still stripping and presumably still cutting off faces. So, like, what was the point? There was no resolution. Like, she just gets away? That's it? That's all that happens? Cool, I guess? It's just, that's the big issue that I have with this, is like, you know, it's fine when the bad guys win or whatever, like, I'm not opposed to that. But this movie just feels like it wastes your time, like, all the time. Because it is. I mean, I could be bettering myself right now instead of watching this movie. I could be stubbing my toe repeatedly, and I would still be doing a better thing than watching this movie. Like, so I'm about to start the third and final story of this great anthology, and it's called, like, Druka Countessa of Blood or some dumb crap. And this is my least favorite one because I remember how stupid this story is. It's basically Middle Ages. And it's a lady that goes around and buys virgins and bathes in their blood. So it's literally just Elizabeth Bathory. And I remember there's a specific scene where she's looking at herself in the mirror. And, like, she, like, checks her face and stuff. This is after she bathes in the blood of a virgin or whatever. And she, like, bends down into the mirror and, like, looks at her face. And then she, like, stands back up and, like, looks, you know, she kind of does, like, a spin or something. But she does it, like, 9 times. I feel like I'm watching somebody's, like, OCD ritual or something. Because clearly somebody just didn't say cut. And by somebody, I mean frickin' Glenn Danzig. He was probably like, oh, yeah, it's pretty sick. Watching this chick just, like, bend over like that all the time. I guess I just won't say cut. And, I just hate it. I just hate this movie. And then, spoilers, nothing happens to the Elizabeth Bathory person either. You think that maybe, like, one of the girls will escape and, like, have some kind of revenge or whatever. But, no. Nothing happens. She just gets away with it, and then eventually the story just ends. So, neat. I'm really excited to waste some more of my time watching this. 37 minutes. Or 33 minutes, sorry. To be exact. So it's gonna be good times. I'm very excited for the last half hour of this. Let's get on with it, so then I can, I don't know, hit myself in the head with a rock until I fall asleep and forget the horrible things that I've done tonight. So I'm at an hour and 8 minutes and 35 seconds. And I've just spent what felt like the last 10 years of my life watching a woman bathe in blood, having a bloodbath, and not in, like, a fun blade, like, playing techno and having blood come out of a sprinkler system way. Just literally a bloodbath. And I never thought that, like, ooh, nudity and blood and stuff, kind of fun. I never thought that, that I could be bored by that. But it turns out, there's just nothing redeemable about this movie. I don't know, if you like nudity, don't watch this movie. If you like blood and gore, don't watch this movie. If you like movies, don't watch this movie, because there's nothing cool in it. It's all stupid. It's all dumb. Carolyn Williams showed up for a scene selling her daughter to, whatever, Countessa, whatever the hell. She was from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Stepfather 2, 10 to Midnight, lots of stuff. Really nice person. I don't know why she's here for a scene. So that's great. 23 or 22 minutes left. So that's the best news that I've got. I'm almost done. Man, just what a horrible, horrible time this is. And you guys might be like, oh, it can't be that bad. You know, oh, I like The Room. I'll love this movie. It's probably so bad it's funny. It's not. It's not. It's just so bad it's boring, and I think that's the worst sin you can commit while making a horror movie. If you can't make, like, blood and face ripping and bloodbaths and all that stuff, if you can't make that, I don't know, literally the bar is just not boring. If you can't make it go above that bar, I don't even know. Like, I just don't understand how this movie can be as horrible and bad as it is. But it does give me hope, because any movie that I make, it can't be as bad as this. Because at least I would pace my movie like a normal movie. Because I've seen movies. Like, it's mind-boggling. So, yeah. I guess I'm gonna power through to the end and then talk about it a little bit more, but I just, my mind is blown all over again with how horrible and boring this movie is. So, alright, I'll be back when the movie's done. So I'm an hour and 12 minutes and 57 seconds, and the mirror part just happened. And I was not actually that far off. She did the mirror routine 8 times. I think I originally said 9. So not even kidding. Like, from the last part to this part, like in the time jump in this podcast episode, it was basically just spent with her doing the mirror thing. So several minutes. And, it felt like an eternity. Just how did this get through the editing room? How? Oh my god. You shouldn't have to watch somebody bend over into a mirror 8 times in, like, a 4-minute scene. I feel like I'm losing my mind because just, like, what is this? What am I watching? Why am I watching this for a second time? Once was more than enough. I'm torturing myself for the good of the podcast. Everybody that listens to this has to promise that they're never going to watch this movie on their own or at all. Just everybody that listens to this, don't watch this movie. Don't let my sacrifice be in vain. Because this is horrible. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. This is the worst movie. Oh my god. Alright, finally, it's over. I've finished the movie. And to quote Men on Film from In Living Color, hated it. This movie sucks. Don't watch it. It had a $1 million budget, apparently. Somehow. I don't know where that money went. Maybe some kind of money laundering scheme. Something. Because this movie does not look like it cost $1 million to make. Maybe paid everybody really well. Maybe that's what happened. Because, damn, this movie sucks. I know I've said it, but I just can't stress it enough. It is a horrible, horrible time. And I'm somehow gonna hate watch his new movie, too. That's what sucks. I'm the real idiot here. I'm the joke. I'm gonna watch his other movie. But at least in his other movies, he gets, like, a cast of weirdly well-known people. So it can't be as bad as this just based on the fact that there's actors in it that know what they're doing. Because, yeah, if there's a couple of things that I know about Glenn Danzig, it's that he can't take a punch, he likes his cats, and he can't make movies. So, I don't know, maybe Death Rider and the House of Vampires will be better than this one. Which should be easy, because nothing can be as bad as this movie, because it's the anti-movie. This is the movie that all other movies should be judged against. It's like, it's the anti-anything good. Like, as long as your movie isn't this, then it's fine. I would literally rather watch Paint Dry than sit through this hour and a half movie again, because it feels like it's 6 hours, and it's just so bad. Oh my god. So yeah, hope you guys never watch this movie with me, or alone, or with anyone. Just never watch it. Just don't see it. It's on Shudder. If you, like, really hate somebody and want to give them a recommendation on something to watch, be like, oh man, check out that movie Veronica on Shudder, it's really good. And then you'll lose a friend and gain an enemy, I guess. Because, yeah, this is atrocious. I hated every minute of it. I kind of hate myself a little bit right now. And I guess I'm just going to use the rest of the weekend to try to build up my self-esteem again. Because I've been bludgeoned over the head with this god-awful movie, if you can call it that. And now I feel like Glenn Danzig is going to show up in my apartment and try to fight me, which would be kind of fun. I mean, it would definitely be better than watching his awful movie again. I'd even lose the fight. I'd lose the fight on purpose, and I would still have a better time than watching this heap of garbage. This could be used for torture. Like, if I had, like, classified information and somebody was like, hey, if you don't tell us what you know, we're gonna put Veronica on a loop, I would immediately fold. I'd be like, I'll tell you anything you want, just don't make me watch that frickin' movie again. We really should. We would, anything you want to know about anybody, just strap them down and throw this movie on, and by the time you get to the third story, they'll be begging you. They'll be like, tell me. Just tell me what you want. I'll do anything. Because, yeah, it's it just sucks, dude. This is like, you know, normally I am pretty forgiving with movies, but I can't with this. It's just so bad. It's so weird that it's so bad too, because, like, I understand what he's trying to do. I get the references. I get, like, his whole frame for, like, the kind of movies he was watching to, like, do each segment and all that. And even normally, like, in a movie, you'll watch it and be like, oh, okay, I kind of get where they're going for. Maybe they didn't hit the mark or whatever, but that's okay. But with this, it's just like, man, like, not only did he, like, not hit the mark, but he missed, like, everything ever. And I guess other movies are better because this exists. Like, if life is like a roller coaster and you kind of have to, like, have the bad times to, like, appreciate the good stuff more, this movie's existence, for me, having seen it, does make literally every other movie I'm ever gonna see that much better. Because I'll be like, you know, hey, not as bad as Veronica. Like, I could get my nose chopped off and probably be like, man, well, that sucks, but it's not as bad as Veronica. Because truly, nothing in life is as bad as Veronica. So, yeah, hope you guys Hope you guys had a good time listening to my pain. Don't watch this movie. Watch anything else. Literally anything else. Just don't watch this. Because you'll hate yourself and you'll hate me. And you'll probably hate Glenn Danzig. I'm still working through my issues with him for making this movie. and I like the Misfits, too. I like the Misfits, and I think the first, like, four Danzig albums are pretty good. So, anyways, I will talk to you guys later. Alright, bye. I mean, I guess one more thing. After this episode, should I just change my name of my podcast to just, like, Dunkin' on Danzig? Should that be the new name? I don't know. Just things that I'm thinking about as I recover from what I just went through. Maybe I'll find more movies that I don't really like, and maybe every now and then I can do like a hate watch and talk about it. But man, it's going to be few and far between because I definitely won't find anything that I hate as much as this. But I might be able to find some other movies that I'm not super thrilled with. And you know, just sprinkle them throughout the podcast so that not everything I watch is real good. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, now I'm actually gonna end this. So, hooray! Follow me on the social medias. You know, it's around. All right. Talk to you guys later. Goodbye.